Mobile.
JD2VG.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it warmed up a bit, so I'm able to maybe go out and do a few things. I'm still trying to depolice that Ford Taurus. I took out those plastic back seats, but I couldn't get... There's part of the bracing that I can't get out. And, you know, I got to get the door panels with the handles. You know, I'm sure whoever's sitting in the back seat wants to be able to get out.
Well, that depends. anyway, did you have a good Christmas?
Well, right, you know, it's like, not like I have family or friends or really a whole lot going on around here, so, you know, it comes and it goes. So, yeah, you know, I guess it went okay. How about you?
Pretty good, I guess. We still have family visiting. I head back tomorrow, and I'm still kind of wore out from all the holidays, festivities. I'm ready for things to get back to normal and settle in my routine. I don't like it when my routine changes.
I'll be back to their normal activity by Monday. Because New Year's Eve is like when? Tomorrow or Sunday? I think Sunday.
And I don't plan on staying up and watching the New Year come in. I just, you know, Christmas Day is always a big deal for me, but New Year's, I care less.
New Year's I've actually slept through. Oh, you should go out and watch the mechanical ball drop or the fireworks or some other damn thing. Ah, you know, I'm tired. I gotta get to bed.
Right, I'm just not into that kind of stuff, but getting a little age on me, and I like to get bed early, you know? And I don't know about getting up early either. It seems like I'm sleeping a lot more here the older I get, but I guess that comes with it, I guess, but... Anyway, Glenn, I'm getting ready to destinate, bud. I'm gonna stop in here and give me some fuel. Glad you came back to me. 73's to you. You have a good day. It's Q4NUE. I'm clear.
KD2BNG. All right. 73's, take care. Yeah, I'm gonna get back to what I'm doing. If I can find the rest of my tools, you take care of yourself. I'll talk to you later.
KB2HXS.
Texas, KO4NUE. Hey, Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Just want to give you an update. We're looking at Sunday for Tower Day. Trying to get this last section up.
Congratulations, man. I know you're excited.
I just want to get this last section up, man. Oh, it drives me crazy. Oh, it's going to be a nice day Sunday, so I think I'm going to get up there and get my buddy over here and hoist this thing up and start assembling the antennas.
Did you find a pole to fit the bracket that fit everything fit all right?
I did, sir. I did. I got a 12-foot pole, nice thick wall, aluminum, quarter-inch wall, so it'll handle pretty much anything. And, yeah, it'll work just fine.
So, did it slide through it all the way, or is it grabby? What's the word for that? Is it sticky, or can you manipulate it, you know, up on the tower?
Smooth as a baby took us.
You can't ask for nothing no better than that. Especially when you know, 50 feet up and having to deal with a bunch of burrs on a piece of metal. But I'm glad it worked out, and you know, glad you going up with the last section. But what kind of antennas you gonna put up?
Going to be on the top is going to be a dual band, a diamond dual band. It's a X200A or NA or something. X200A. It's a 2 meter 440 vertical going up. And then I've got a sidearm I'm going to put up. It's a 5-foot sidearm. I'm going to put my, I'm going to move my off-center FET over to it. That 80-meter off-center FET that I'm using now in the trees, and it'll be, it'll give it some more height at the bound.
Well, you're going to, you'll be set then. What kind of coat?
I got it from Jimmy and 4MMW. It's a good half-inch coax, low loss. It's not going to be more than one leg will be 50 foot for the wire antenna. The other one is 70 foot for the vertical, and it'll be fine. Not going to really get a lot of loss out of that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad everything's working out. I know it's been a couple of months, you know, trying to get everything ready and finalized and all, but you know, that last section, that's the toughest. I'm not too keen on heights, and I can't imagine trying to do that at that height. But you know, you've got some experience with that. I don't, but you sound like me. You got it.
Trick is you gotta get in the right mindset. I got a good belt. It's one of those belts you can like sit in. And I've got the belt that wraps through the tower, and then another safety hook as I'm climbing. I'll hook on the way up in case, you know, whatever. But and they got a little pouch to put my tools and hardware and stuff. So yeah, no, it's just a matter of keeping your head about yourself. That's all. Go up one step at a time.
That's my problem is I can go all the way to Jupiter as long as what I'm climbing on don't move. If it moves the least little bit, it's up right there.
Yeah, you got the Vulcan death grip on there, right? All right, my friend, let me get in the house. I'm in the vehicle here. I'm at the house just moving cars around. I heard you guys talking, so I wanted to pop in and say hi. All right, we'll catch you later, my friend. KL4NUE KB2HXS. We'll catch you later.
That's a good one. That's KL4NUE, clear.
Thanks, Chad. Have a good weekend.